We pulled up to the checkpoint at Mohipar 20 minutes later. Our driver let the truck idle and hopped down to greet the approaching voices. Feet crushed gravel. Words were exchanged, brief and hushed. A flick of a lighter. Spasiba, someone said. Another flick of the lighter. Someone laughed, a shrill cackling sound that made me jump. Baba's hand clamped down on my thigh. The laughing man broke into song, a slurring off-key rendition of an old Afghan wedding song, delivered with a thick Russian accent. Ahistaburo, Mahiman Ahistaburo. Go slowly, my lovely moon, go slowly. Boot heels clicked on asphalt. Someone flung open the tarpaulin hanging over the back of the truck, and three faces peered in. One was Karim, the other two were soldiers, one Afghan, the other a grinning Russian, face like a bulldog's, cigarette dangling from the side of his mouth. Behind them, a bone-colored moon hung in the sky. Karim and the Afghan soldier had a brief exchange in Pashto. I caught a little of it, something about Tor and his bad luck. The Russian soldier thrust his face into the rear of the truck. He was humming the wedding song and drumming his fingers on the tailgate. Even in the dim light of the moon, I saw the glazed look in his eyes as they skipped from passenger to passenger. Despite the cold, sweat streamed from his brow. His eyes settled on the young woman wearing the black shawl. He spoke in Russian to Karim without taking his eyes off her. Karim gave a curt reply in Russian, which the soldier returned with an even curter retort. The Afghan soldier said something too, in a low, reasoning voice. But the Russian soldier shouted something that made the other two flinch. I could feel Baba tightening up next to me. Karim cleared his throat, dropped his head. Said the soldier wanted a half hour with the lady in the back of the truck. The young woman pulled the shawl down over her face and burst into tears. The toddler, sitting in her husband's lap, started crying too. The husband's face had become as pale as the moon hovering above. He told Karim to ask Mr. Soldier Sahib to show a little mercy. Maybe he had a sister or a mother. Maybe he had a wife too. The Russian listened to Karim and barked a series of words. It's his price for letting us pass, Karim said. He couldn't bring himself to look the husband in the eye. But we've paid a fair price already. He's getting paid good money, the husband said. Karim and the Russian soldier spoke. He says every price has a tax. That was when Baba stood up. It was my turn to clamp a hand on his thigh, but Baba pried it loose and snatched his leg away. When he stood up, he eclipsed the moonlight. I want you to ask this man something, Baba said. He said it to Karim, but looked directly at the Russian officer. Ask him where his shame is. They spoke. He says this is war, Karim said, that there's no shame in war. Tell him he's wrong, Baba said. War doesn't negate decency. It demands it, even more than in times of peace. Do you always have to be the hero? I thought, my heart fluttering. Can't you just let it go for once? But I knew he couldn't. It wasn't in his nature. The problem was, his nature was going to get us all killed.